Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Johnny Gary and Heather Plaza from Organic Matters. Okay, being a husband and wife and having a farm, how do you guys share the chores?
Oh, we're still trying to figure that out every day, I guess. Simply put, I'm in the field. This is the first time I've left the ranch in weeks, probably. I often am out in the field before the sun comes up and until afterwards. On the other hand, Heather has more of an administrative and a marketing emphasis to the business. She's also in the field. She's also a farmer. It takes a lot of communication and handling logistics. And as well, she takes care of all the sheep and she takes care of the chickens. She cooks and cleans, too, I have to say.
Yeah, somebody's got to do that to keep it going. Now, you guys have a farm stand out on the farm. Is that one of the things that you're responsible for, Heather?
Yeah. Last year, we actually hired somebody to be at our farm stand because it was the first year opening, and we weren't sure how we were going to schedule ourselves into that on top of doing all our farm duties and chores. And this year, we've decided that we'd like to make more of an appearance at the farm stand. So I will be working the farm stand Mondays and Wednesdays, and hopefully Johnny will be there on Fridays, because we want people, our community members that come in, to actually have a face to the farmers that are growing the food for them. And we want to have more of a connection, and we enjoy it. And so we're definitely trying to make more of a presence so that we can answer people's questions more accurately, because nobody knows our business or our farm as well as Johnny and I.
Right. Now, at the farm stand, you also, during the seasons when other farmers are producing things that maybe you aren't able to produce, you also offer other produce from other farmers.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a neat opportunity. So we're not allowed to do that at the farmer's market. It's the worst thing you could do is to broker someone else's produce. However, at the farm stand, we can buy and resell produce from other farmers. And of course, we do that to provide more of a complete bounty of the county of all that's available. We're not really able to grow great heirloom tomatoes and watermelons and sweet summer fruit on the coast here. So we source those from the awesome farmers that you know that do produce those things, and we make them available to you, to the public at our store.
I think a nice thing about that, too, is like not everybody can have a farm stand. And so you can kind of share, you know, some of that responsibility with these other farmers, so that you guys are staffing the farm stand, but they're able to get their produce out there on a daily basis.
Yes, it's another source for some farmers to have an outlet for their produce or extra produce, things that they're not selling in excess at the farmer's market or wholesaling to grocery stores. So it's nice that we get to help them sell their produce.
Now, you have two different services that you offer through your farm. One is a CSA share, and the other is a market share. How are those two different?
Well, the CSA share is a community-supported agriculture. The model with that is community members pay us forward, and we give them a weekly box of produce for 23 weeks. They come to the farm once a week, and we tell them what they're getting that week, what's seasonally available, what we have abundance of. The market share is a really neat program that we're doing, in which people come to the farm stand or the farmers markets and pick out what produce they want and what quantity they want when they want. So they're not locked into every Wednesday from 12 to 6, say. They can come when it's convenient for them. So that allows for more travel time for people in the summers. They're not missing their CSA shares. Say they're having a special event, they can get surplus of something. They can use it for meats and eggs at the farm stand as well. So there's a lot more flexibility with the market share.
Just to add to that, Jennifer, there is, again, like the CSA, an upfront purchase, a bulk purchase, you may call it. We have three different buy-in tiers. That becomes a credit that we maintain for you, and that is your market share. You can come use that at the farmers markets or at the roadside stand. You can happen to forget your wallet and come by, and we maintain your credit as a market share customer for you to use until it's run out.
And that's such a nice incentive to have something, you know, helping you guys with your upfront costs, because as a farmer, you've got things you have to buy at the beginning of the season. And then, you know, to be able to take advantage of it as the customer to get that incentive to help you kickstart your season. good match for everybody.
Absolutely.
Any help that we can get in the beginning of the season especially is very appreciated. Like you said, there are lots of expenses, and for most farmers, we put a lot forward in the beginning, and then we don't start to reap the benefits financially until as the season progresses and we've harvested more vegetables and fruits.
Now let's talk a little bit about animals, because it's Organic Matters Ranch, and I always think of that as being ranches are where animals are, and then farms are where the produce is raised, but that's not really true with Organic Matters. How does that work for you guys?
Well, we're a mixed crop and livestock operation, and the term ranch, you know, we really pondered that when we bought the place and chose the name. And on the one hand, it kind of was a historical nod to what the property had been before, which was a cattle ranch and a dairy ranch before that. And then it also refers to the size of the piece. It's a little bigger scale, the property, and all the neighbors are raising cattle and cutting hay. So we wanted to kind of fit in and call it a ranch. And I think ranch actually speaks to all the things we do, which is grow crops and animals.
How have things evolved for you in the area of raising animals over the years? What have you decided to kind of put your effort on?
Well, what's funny is we bought the ranch as vegetable growers primarily, and then it was so much space and we had all this land and opportunity to explore these other interests we had, which was to grow animals. And we thought that we could actually combine them in a sustainable way, which is how most farms throughout time were, maintained and generated fertility. You know, you can really take advantage of the waste products of one system for another. So with this in mind, we tried to tie in the animal and the cropping operations in an integral way. However, we've learned that just because you can try everything doesn't mean you should, and we've decided to try and emphasize the things that actually make us money, bring us the most joy, and are really the best suited for our property.
And best suited for the community, because
that's
community
right.
is an important part of Organic Matters.
Yeah, it's right in our logo. It's growing plants, animals, and community. And in that order, really. Primarily, we still grow vegetable crops. We're getting into quinoa production. And we use 75% of our land for growing plants.
Tell me about the quinoa. That's kind of an up-and-coming thing in Humboldt County, it seems like, over the last several years. There are more and more people raising quinoa. How have you decided to go in that area?
Well, we have been watching a little bit from the sidelines for several years as Blake Richards has become, I'll call him the master of growing quinoa. If anyone knows anything about it in the United States, it's as a result of his efforts and his hard work. Lundberg Family Farms out of Richfield, California, has taken quite an interest in his development of the quinoa growing model and his variety. And they're really the ones that are actively recruiting new growers up here in Humboldt, in Del Norte, and in Mendocino counties. It turns out that this stretch of coastal California strangely replicates the Peruvian Andes from which...
That is
from
so
which,
strange.
Yeah, it's a temperature thing primarily.
Huh.
The moisture regimes are quite different from where the crop was domesticated. So, but it grows really well here. And we grew a little bit last year as just an experiment, and it came off really well. And we sold it to Lundberg. And then actually this year we got into written contract with them to produce.
Great. Well, it sounds like a lot going on at an Organic Matters Ranch. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Johnny Gary and Heather Plaza. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.